I love you, Lord. Oh, your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, I will sing of the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful, and all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire, and in darkness night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father, I've known you as a friend, and I have lived in the goodness of God.
And think about the goodness of God. The scripture says to bless the Lord, O my soul, and not to forget any of his benefits. We're in a time today where it's hard, it's difficult, and it's challenging, but I believe praise is a way for us to focus on the good things that God has done for us. the blessings that he's poured out on us. So let's make a decision today to bless the Lord with your soul. Bless the Lord with your strength. Bless the Lord with your finances, with your family, with your job. Why don't you lift your hand right where you are? Lift your heart. Come on, lift your song. Let's choose to praise God for the good things he's done for us. Come on, let's lift it up. Been faithful to us.
So faithful.
You've never left us alone. You've never forsaken us, and we thank you for it.
In HD2, come on in. We've been expecting you. Catch the wave.
You're so good.
Everyone.
come on now, baby, come on now, baby, come on, bounce, bounce. Now, baby, come on now, baby, come on now, baby, come on, bounce, bounce.
no man that had left houses or parents or brethren, no wives for the kingdom. He shall receive 100-fold. He shall receive houses and parents, sisters and brothers, and children too, with lands and with persecution, and in the world to come eternal life.
Thank you.
me go all the way.
You're tuned into the Stellar Award-winning internet radio station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hold up. Wait just a minute.
On your radio.
Yo. Keep it locked right here.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
Like music in my ears, the
This is Michael Booker from Greensboro, North Carolina, and you're listening to the NFI Radio Gospel Network in Raleigh, North Carolina. Catch the wave.
Expecting you. Catch the wave.
About to give him praise this evening. We can worship him, call on his name in the good times and in the bad. And we need him all the time.
How I love. can call, call you anytime, Jesus, sweet, sweet, sweet Jesus,
Jesus,
oh, every day,
every day,
your name is the same, hallelujah, the Bible says that there is only one name. Come on, somebody help me tonight. There's only one name under heaven whereby men must be saved. I don't mind being a name dropper tonight. That name is Jesus. If you need a touch from heaven, the name is Jesus. If you need healing in your body, the name is Jesus. If you need salvation, the name is Jesus. Come on, folks, sing it again.
Come on, Taylor. Verse 2.
Yes, I'm calling on you, Jesus.
To the Heavenly Father in that name. Everything you will ever need, everything you ever have to have, everything you need to know can be found in that name. In that name. Oh, it's Jesus. Oh, my Jesus.
Oh,
I love. When you begin to praise him, there's no telling what he'll do, because that brings access. It brings access to the Father. Come on, give the Lord a hand clap of praise one more time before we get to the Word of God tonight. Thank you, singers. Thank you. That was absolutely, positively marvelous. I felt it when you sang it, Tara. Hallelujah. She started coming off her knees and I started going through the roof. I'm glad I serve a God I can feel. And he's alive and well tonight.
Thank you.
closer walk with thee. Granted, Jesus, if you
expecting you. Catch the wave.
And when you're in doubt, healing in that name, deliverance in that name. Oh my God, all people of God, would you help me thank God for the anointed Kathy Taylor? Come on, people of God. What a gift. What a gift. I shared it earlier. I know people that can sing, but would you got somebody that can sing you right into the presence of the Lord? That's the anointing.
This is my offering. In every moment, I withhold nothing. I'm learning to trust you, even when I can't see it. And even in suffering, I have to believe it. If you say it's nothing, I say no. If you say release, I'm letting go. If you're in it with me, I'll be there. And when you say to jump, I'm diving in. If you say be still, then I will wait. If you say to jump, I will obey. Teach me how to follow in your way. I'm done chasing.
playing live.
I cry.
it's a wonderful life and a wonderful day, just as yesterday. Mind is the roar, a reflection only known to me. For those who hate me, the more you hate me, the more you hurt me. Those who seem to love me, the more you love me, the more you hurt me. When I go to bed in the night, I see some children in the light, fighting on no shadow beyond mother's bed. There's hope, so surely there's hope that I dream. I smile, I walk, I cry, I dream. I smile, I walk, I cry. You might not say that it's a wonderful world, and it's a wonderful life, wonderful day, just as yesterday. But I once complained. Yeah, I once complained.
people of God. Would you help me thank God for the anointed Kathy Taylor? Come on, people of God. What a gift. What a gift. I shared it earlier. I know people that can sing, but would you got somebody that can sing you right into the presence of the Lord? That's the anointing.
Makes folks say I'm acting strange.
strength. Makes me want to run on in Jesus' name. Whatever it is. Whatever it is. Whatever it is. It won't let me. Oh, my peace. I said it makes me love all my enemies. Yes, it does. We do right when I would do wrong. And when I'm down low, he gives me a song. Whatever it is, whatever it is, whatever it is, it won't let me hold my peace.
I know a great Savior. thing, y'all.
Listening. And now let's join Elder Carrie Harris, pastor of Word of Deliverance Ministry, Raleigh, North Carolina. Good evening, Pastor.
Good afternoon to you. To God be the glory on this last day of the year 2024. God is an awesome God, and I truly hope everyone had a good holiday. Oh, come worship the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silent before him. I was glad when it said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Yes, Lord, I did have a good holiday. I spent 2 days with my nephew and his wife, and then I enjoyed my birthday, and I had a lot of calls from nieces and nephews and friends and neighbors and everybody. I just had a good time, and I thank God for all that has gone on. And I think, looking at all of the things that has gone on, I realize it could have been the other way. When people, I heard people complaining, and I'm thinking, well, why would you complain when you were able to open your eyes and see what God has done? I heard somebody complaining on the 29th. I remember it was the 29th because it was my birthday. They were saying, oh, all of this rain, I'm tired of this rain. And I'm thinking, okay, Lord, I'm glad to see this rain. This is my birthday. So I'm glad of this rain that you sent to water our lawns and our gardens and all of the other things that we've done that we need rain for. And Lord, thank you for this water, that's because they said, you know, our ground was just too dry. That's what the people said, the weatherman said, that it was just too dry and we needed water for the grass and for the gardens and for the other things and for our vegetable crops that we sow. And I said, Lord, thank you for all of that. Wow. And then I thank God for all of my nephews and all of my nieces. And I had nieces that I didn't even realize I had, and the way that worked is that some of them are not blood relatives, but they God children of my siblings, and that they don't have any more they don't have any more aunts and uncles. So I'm the only aunt that's left. And I said, oh, wow, that's awesome. And I, and one of my nephews in Tennessee said, day before yesterday, he said, Aunt Carrie, I'm so glad that you're still here because nobody else knows our history. See, they were born in 1953, and they were kidnapped a year later. And all of the family except in my generation has passed on except me. So I still know the whole history. And I said, well, Lord, thank you for your grace and for your mercy. And so to God be all of the glory. Today we're going to go into 1 John 1. And we're going to start reading at verse 5. And I hope you enjoy. It says, this then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come thanking you, glorifying you, praising you, Lord, for all that you've done for us. We thank you, Lord, for bringing us up until this present time. Lord, we know, hallelujah, that you are God. And we understand that if we want to please you, we must believe that you are, and that you are a rewarder of those that diligently seek you. So, Lord, as we come forth in the year of 2025, we ask that you will allow us to seek you more than we ever have, because we realize time is growing near. In Jesus' name we pray. And then, Lord, bless your word, God. Even as I open my mouth, Lord, as I open my mouth, you bless that word that comes forth and open the hearts and the minds that can so we can receive the word that's gone out. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay. So that's the word is going out saying, this then is the message which we have heard of him. In other words, Paul is talking. John is talking, and he's saying this word that we write to you. So we need to understand that God has sent forth his word, and he has allowed us the opportunity to hear his word from the Bible. We have to understand that and believe that greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. We have to believe that Jesus is Lord. You see, a lot of people still don't believe that Jesus is Lord. A lot of people are still going around saying that Jesus is Lord, but they really don't believe it, because you can ask them certain questions, and when you ask them those questions, you know that they don't believe that Jesus is Lord. They try to put everything else where Jesus should be. And Jesus is first and foremost in everything. Hallelujah. And then we want to act like we have never sinned. And we see people today, hallelujah, that still sin, and people that have never accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior. And we want them to act like saints, and they never said they were saved, and nobody has actually given them the word and told them that Jesus is Lord. But you see, the year, this year is going out, and what we need to do as the saints of God is tell those people that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Hallelujah. We need to talk to the people. We need to tell the people. And that's going to always be people that want to put us down for telling somebody that Jesus is Lord. But we are still supposed to tell them anyway. We're not supposed to just get up on their ear and just aggravate them. You know, every time they see us coming, we're going to throw a word out. But we're still supposed to tell them, hallelujah, that Jesus loved them. See? And we don't need to act like we've been saved all our life, because we have not. We have not been saved all our life. Hallelujah. And we need to let them know, hallelujah, that Jesus and God and the Holy Ghost love them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, but we have to walk in the light. You know, we don't need to talk down to people. We don't need to do that. We need to let them see Christ in our life. We need to be able to, when we walk into a building or when we meet, just walking down the street, somebody needs to know, be able to see Christ in our life. And then most people will honor us. There's always going to be somebody that don't honor you and that don't care a thing about you, because they don't care about God. But it's still, because there are people that say, oh, there's no such thing as God. But the Bible said the fool has said in his heart there is no God. But 99.5% of the people believe that there is a God. And the word says, God, you know what, the devil believes and he even trembles. Even the devil believes that there is a God and he trembles. And we need to love the Lord with all our heart, with all our might. Hallelujah. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean to your own understanding. In all your world, accept him as your Lord and your Savior. Hallelujah. Show love. Hallelujah. And you know what? And then understand what certain words mean. Just like forgiveness. You can forgive a person and not let them back up in your life in such a way that they can take, pull you down and tear you down and stuff. But love them. And when they need you, do what you can for them. Hallelujah. But don't allow somebody to come and tear you down. You don't do that. But you can forgive them. So, okay, I forgive you for what you've done to me. Hallelujah, because you know why you need to forgive them? Because Jesus forgave us. And you know what? He forgives us every day if we ask him every day. If we ask him a dozen times a day, he'll forgive us that many times. Hallelujah, because he loves us that much. And when people say, I ain't gonna never forgive you for that, so you're saying then that you don't want God to forgive you for nothing. Because if you look back in the Lord's Prayer, it tells you to forgive others as he has forgiven you. So if that's the way that you want him to forgive you, not to forgive, just hold it against you forever, then just don't forgive. And I want God to forgive me. I want to know that he has forgiven me. When I go to bed at night and I shut my eyes and I tell him, Lord, you know what? I messed up today. Lord, and sometimes I don't even wait until I go to bed at night. When I mess up and I know I have messed up, I tell him, I stop right then, and I tell him, Lord, you know what, I messed up. Lord, I need you to forgive me. I want you to forgive me, Lord. Lord, don't hold that to my heart. Lord, I cast that away from me right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I accept Jesus always is my Lord and my Savior. And because he's my Savior, I want my life to look like Jesus' life. I want my life to be clean, Lord. Hallelujah. That's just like a lot of things that were in my life at some point in time. I told the Lord, Lord, I don't want this in my life. I don't want anything in my life that don't look like you. If it doesn't look like you, I don't want it in my life, Lord. Hallelujah. I want to draw, hallelujah, a picture of my life that look like you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it says, this then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you that God is light, and in him there is no darkness. See, I don't want no darkness up in my life. And I remember one time when I told my older sister, she had made me mad. And I said, you make me mad enough to cuss. And I thought she was going to say, you ain't got no business talking, cussing. But she said, well, cuss then. I was so got away with it, I didn't know what in the world to do. And I said, I ain't letting that come up out of my mouth. Because if it come out of my mouth, that means it was in my heart. And I'm not letting it come out of my mouth because it's not in my heart. And you know what? She said, I didn't think you would. So I said, Lord God, I thank you for keeping my mouth. Lord, thank you for keeping my mouth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. See, that's what I want to do, is have fellowship one with another. And my cousin called me yesterday, Sister Faye Cobb. She called me yesterday. And she argued with me. She wasn't mad or nothing, you know, just picking at me. She said, do you pray for me? I said, yeah, I pray for you. She said, I ain't talking about just by name. I'm just talking about call my name out to the Lord. I said, yeah, call your name out to the Lord.
I don't believe it. See, so I'm going to ask him tonight. You can ask him now if you want to. I said, you know what? You are an aggravating woman. And that thing tickled her. And we had fellowship one with another. We were able to talk to each other. We were able to have that fellowship without being irritated with one another. And I said, well, Lord, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. And I was so excited about my cousin. And so I said, God, if I just want to be like you, I know I can't, but I still want to, because you know God is perfect. And I know I can't be perfect, but I tell you what, I can keep trying with everything that's in me. I can keep trying. And I think about how my nieces and my nephews and my great nephews and nieces and those that have blood contact with me and those that don't, just like I got steps, sisters and brothers and their children and we were grown folks when our parents got married, but still their children call us aunt, and I thank God for those children. And even my nephew Ed Jones called me up and said, Aunt Carrie, how you doing? I said, I'm doing well. And he was in what? He was in his 30s when his granddaddy and my mama got married. But he still called me Aunt Carrie. Most people, when you in that age, they got to use the word miss. And I said, well, Lord, I said, well, I appreciate you, Lord. Thank you for these children, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Then my son, I wanted some cake for my birthday, and my son sent me some cake, and he sent me this message. He lives in Tallahassee, Florida. He said, happy birthday, Mom. Love you. Hope you enjoy. He sent somebody up here with me a slice of coconut cake and a slice of chocolate cake. I said, oh, I had cake for my birthday. and somebody said, oh, you spoiled, aren't you? I said, I sure am. Yes, I feel very spoiled and looked after. And then I got one son that he'll come by and he'll cook me something, whether he needs to or not. Sometimes he can aggravate me, and I want him to go on down the road, and he'll go down the road, and then after a while, I look up, and here he comes. He's coming back, aggravating me again, and it's funny. And he said, what you doing? I said, I want to argue. So I argue with him and send him on back down the road, and I look out there, and there he come again. And I was going to go see my sister-in-law today or yesterday at some point in time, but I found out she was out of town. I said, Lord, that old woman won't stay at home for nothing. She almost 88 years old, and she's gone to the beach. But I love her and she loves me. And when you love people like that, you do things for them and you do things with them, and that's what we have to do. You have to show love. And that's one sister-in-law. She might be a lot of things, but you can't call her two-faced. Because she tell you exactly what you think to your face. And, I said, oh,
I said, she loves me. So when she get back into town, I'll be going to see if the Lord said. And this word says in verse 8 that if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. See? So, yeah, we have sin, but we got to keep checking on ourselves on a daily basis and sometimes on an hourly basis. If you got sin in your life, tell the Lord, Lord, I messed up. Lord, I got sin. Lord, I want this out of my way. Lord, you help me to stay sin free. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And you know what? And he will do exactly what you ask him to do. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Now let us pray. Our Father and our God, Lord, I just say thank you. Lord, I thank you for your grace. I thank you for your mercy. Lord, I thank you for all of the nieces and nephews that you've given me, all of the grandchildren and the great-grandchildren and those that, hallelujah, that don't even have a blood connection with me. But I say thank you, Lord, anyway. Lord, I thank you. Then, Lord, hallelujah, all of those that gave me gifts, Lord, I thank you for them. And then, Lord, those that gave me a word, hallelujah, Lord, for her son and Nisa Kingsbury, Lord, I thank you for them, Lord, for Cleveland and Deborah, for my son Alvin and my other children, and for Faye Cobb. Lord, I just thank you for all of them, Lord, for Reverend Thurlin Kearney. Lord, I lift him up to you in the name of Jesus. And then Reverend Robert E. Ellison, Lord, and Sister Apostle May Godfrey, I lift them up to you in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, have mercy on us, God. Lord, my niece, Patricia Jonigan, and her children and her grandchildren, God, I lift them up to you, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, have mercy. And then my brother Frank and all of his children, God. Hallelujah. Then Christopher Lord, all of the grandchildren that I can't think of right offhand, I just said thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I glorify you. I praise you. Lord, hallelujah. Lord, I lift up all of my friends, Lord, and then I lift up my neighbors, Lord, all of those that call. I got people that live right here in this complex with me, hallelujah, that call me mama. Hallelujah. That's the one little Hispanic guy said, I love you just like a mama. And I thought, Lord, I lift Will up to you, God. And Will's son, I lift them all up to you in the name of Jesus. Lord, I lift up Antoine and Letitia. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Then, Lord, I ask you, hallelujah, that my neighbors upstairs, Lord, oh, God, put salvation in the heart, God. Let them understand that you're coming back one day, and you're coming back for a church without a spot nor a wrinkle. Oh, God, have mercy, God. Oh, God, bind up whatever's in their mouth that shouldn't be there, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I lift up Barriott Wilder in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, have mercy on him, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, have your way, God, with all of my friends and all of my neighbors, God. Oh, God, I said thank you. And then, Lord, look on my, I can't think of what her name is. Emma, Lord, look on Emma in a special way, Lord, and clean her mouth up, God, in the name of Jesus.
Oh, God, have your way with her, God, in the name of Jesus. And then, Lord, even as we walk over into the new year, oh, God, have your way. Have your way with us, God. Help us to walk more like you. Lord, let me see all of my children saved and baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost before I leave this earth, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, have mercy. Have mercy, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I lift up Apostle Barbara Watkins, God. I lift her up to you today, God. Hallelujah. And then my bishop, and then, Lord, my pastor, hallelujah, and his wife, and all of the people from St. Paul number one, Church, St. Paul number two, Church of Christ, Disciples of Christ. Lord, lift them up, God, in the name of Jesus. Hakamasata. Have your way, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. And then look on all of my first cousins, Beshaway, and Brother Ben and Betty's children, God. Look on them, God, in a special way. Hallelujah. For us in Jesus' name we pray. Now may the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with us now, henceforth, and forevermore. Hallelujah. We'll see you next week right back here on the NFI Gospel Radio Network, if the Lord say so. Bye-bye.
Been listening to Elder Carrie Harris, pastor of Word of Deliverance Ministry radio broadcast. Be sure to tune in every Tuesday from 1 o'clock p.m. until 1:30 p.m. here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. And brother, this could be that very day.
I have learned in all that happened just to praise him. I know he's working all things for my good. Every tear I shed is worth all the investment. I know he'll see me through. He said he would. He has promised. I know ear can hardly fathom all the things he has in store for those who pray. I just feel like something good to happen, and brother, this could be that very day.
You're in the mix in HD2 sound with tight acoustic bass. It's the NFI giving God the praise.
I'm in production, doing a remix, worldwide enigma, making platinum hits. New wine, come and get some of this. Stand and give God the
praise. I'ma do it like this, and I need y'all to put the devil under your feet when I say, oh, Dr. Jesus.
Dr. Jesus, yeah, said he would.
Said he would.
Baby.
Poor, you can't sneak to heaven. Gospel music at its best. That's the late, great Reverend F.C. Barnes and Sister Janice Brown. More music like that coming your way. Want to thank all of you so much for catching the wave. We're going to be right here with you all the way up to 8 o'clock p.m. tonight. So those of you, if you love the very best in quartet and contemporary Christian music, well, you got the right station and you got the right time. Every day. That's 7 days a week, Mondays through Sundays from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. It's 15 minutes after the hour. More music and more of the very best in the Word of God coming your way. Thank you so much. Again, our website is nfiradio.com. Again, our website, nfiradio.com. And you can join us also on Facebook Live simply by going to NFI Radio Gospel Network. All right, well, look, let's get back with more music. I've got some great news for you right here from the studios in Raleigh, North Carolina. Your number one quartet and contemporary Christian station in the world. I'm your host, the Anointed One.
Children, when you pray, you got
how many times have you been in a situation where you wanted to fight back? You knew you were right, but you didn't want to just go off on the deep end. So you just stood back, and sometimes folks thought you were afraid because you didn't say nothing. But we got on our knees and told God about it. And some way, somehow, God made a way. Him.
Thank you.
I know that the victory shall be mine. if you trust him, huh? Tell him all about your problems and your situation. He hears you. Thank you again for catching the wave that's going down memory lane. The late, great, many of you know that gentleman, right, Reverend James Cleveland. All right, we've got more to come, and we are right around at the bottom of the hour. And thank you so much for catching the wave. And look, those of you, if you're going to be getting out today, stay safe out there and do what you know you're supposed to do. Protect yourself as well as the others, and wear your mask, all right? Put your mask on, okay, all right. Look, got to take a break. We'll be right back with more of the very best.